Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Find a shocking story in the front of the Irish Daily Mail if we're trying to sell Ireland as a tourist destination. I know tourism businesses say they had a tough enough summer. Well, the news on the front of the Irish Daily Mail is that a terrified group of tourists barricaded themselves inside a pub as they fled a gang of teenagers in a shocking attack in Dublin. The tourists had just visited the Guinness Storehouse, which is obviously the number one tourist attraction, and they were walking on Thomas Street, around the corner from the storehouse, when they were pelted with stones, if you don't mind. A group of youths wearing hoodies then began screaming racial expletives, including the N-word, at the visitors, who were from France and South America. And one of the tourists managed to take a hammer from one of the attackers. He received several blows to the face with the hammer as he tried to disarm the team, and then they had to go into Arthur's pub on the corner of Thomas Street and barricade themselves in. So we've mobs of youths going around attacking tourists with rocks and hammers and shouting racist slurs. Not exactly great for our tourism industry, quite concerning. It happened, I observed it happening around the Bordgosh Theatre one time when I was down there, where this hooded gang came and started terrifying tourists a couple of years ago during the summer, beautiful summer's evening, and they all had the exact same hoodies and coats on, and they started running at these tourists as well, just frightening. But anyway, that's the big story in the front of the Irish Daily Mail. Irish Examiner has an opinion poll. We've many opinion polls these days. Fine Gael is the most popular party among rural voters, with concerns for Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin ahead of the general election. This is an Irish Examiner poll ahead of a looming budget and speculation of a November election. Taoiseach Simon Harris has seen support from farmers and those living in rural Ireland rise to 27%. So Fine Gael's 27%, Fianna Fáil 22%, Sinn Féin 18%. Independents do well out of this poll as well, 20%. The Greens on just 1%. So not a big surprise that Fine Gael would have support from rural Ireland, but certainly it's swinging in its favour ahead of a general election. With that poll, the Irish Times, staying with politics, says free public transport would be extended to all children under 9 years of age under proposals being put forward by the Green Party in advance of the budget. It's one of those parties hosting a think-in today, and the Greens say they have a number of measures to help parents and children. Fine Gael wants to cut the third level student fees by £500. Fianna Fáil wants funding for at least 1,500 extra SNAs. And now the Greens say that there should be free public transport for children under nine. Also, a shocking story in the front of the Irish Times. Two investigations are underway and four staff have been suspended following allegations about abuse of toddlers at a Dublin creche. A Dublin childcare service, the investigations by Gardaí and Tusla concern physical, verbal and emotional abuse of six toddlers aged 2 and 3 years of age by two staff. Both staff have been suspended from work. Two other staff, including one who reported the incident to management and Tusla, have also been suspended from work for allegedly failing to report promptly there. So the Irish Times has been told a member of staff first brought their concerns to management in mid-March about two other staff. Some of the allegations, and they are allegations, are pretty shocking. Allegedly slapping of children's heads, hitting children's legs, forcing children roughly into high chairs. I know this is really difficult to hear for parents of children who are in creches. Not only are you paying a fortune, but then you hear stories like this. Force feeding a child with sensory issues until the child vomited, repeatedly calling one child fatty, wiping children's noses forcefully to the point they fell backwards and hurt their heads, getting children to call other children asshole, speaking in disparaging terms about parents in front of their children, and being generally cold with the children. So there is this big investigation. More about that on the front of the Irish Times. Front of the Irish Independent, apparently people who are getting their health insurance renewals are in for a shock, a €500 shock. Customers have been warned to brace themselves for massive increases in health insurance when they renew their policies in the coming months. A lot of people from kind of now until January are renewing their health insurance, and they're getting a shock because some plans are rising by as much as €515 a year. Oasis all over the tabloids, I see. The Irish Daily Star, don't look back in Tanger. The Irish Sun, Comanche Oasis fans, and the Irish Daily Mirror, let's go for Croke. Wolftones Brian Moorfield said the band will come out of retirement if Oasis want them to be their support act at the Croke Park gigs. Interesting, looking on social media at this news, half the Oasis fans were thrilled that the Wolftones might be the support act, and then the other half were giving out yards about it. So Liam Gallagher was asked on Twitter if he'd consider having the Wolftones as the support act, and he responded, "I'm up for it. Let's do it." Now, the Wolftones are supposed to be in retirement, but they say they'll come out of retirement if Oasis ask them to be their support act. Inside the papers, Irish Independent, gambling is increasingly regarded as a normal part of sport by Irish children due to the high level of exposure to gambling marketing. So kids see some sport on TV or in the papers or online, and they just think gambling is part and parcel of it. This is research by academics on both sides of the border, which has found evidence of the pervasiveness of gambling marketing via social media, but also in conversations among young people and displays in betting shops. So gambling totally normalised as a part of sport. If you're in Cork, good news in the Irish Examiner. Cork, very clean. Cork has been named the top city for air quality here and the 15th best in Europe. The European Environment Agency looked at 372 cities across Europe, and Cork has the cleanest air of all Irish cities and is the 15th cleanest in Europe. Couple of final stories. Amazing what a bit of a guilty conscience can do. In the Telegraph, we're told a shoplifter has sent a written apology and a €50 note to the owner of a shop that they stole from, but it's not a recent burglary. They stole from the shop when they were a child, and they feel so guilty that they wrote a letter to the shop owner. And when opening the post, the shop owner was surprised to find the anonymous typewritten note that included a confession, €50 in cash, and a heartfelt apology. "Hello, I'm writing this letter to apologise and make amends for a mistake I made during my childhood. When I was a little boy, I stole a handful of sweets from your shop. I've attached a €50 note to this letter. Please accept my sincerest apologies. I'm sorry for having stolen." Lovely sentiment to that one in the Telegraph. And also in the Telegraph, I know it is only, what are we, the 16th of September, but apparently grown-up advent calendars are becoming a big Christmas hit. Demand is soaring for versions filled with alcohol and high-end makeup. Some of my friends all got the Charlotte Tilbury advent calendars last year, and apparently there's a 31% increase in the sale of advent calendars which contain gin, a little bottle of gin for every day of Christmas. Also, demand for advent calendars aimed at women has increased by 240% because you have all of these fancy calendars from Jo Malone, Space NK and Bobby Brown. So read more about that in the Telegraph. Now, those are the stories making the headlines.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.